せーの、
アウェップ安心通信。
皆さんこんにちは、アウェップの好き柄です。
野田仁です。
ジョンです。
今月のアウェップ安心通信は年金の脱退一時金についてなるべく分かりやすく日本語と英語とタガログ語でご説明したいと思います。この脱退一時金については、ジンさんもよくフィリピンの方から質問を受けるということで、今回できるだけ分かりやすくお伝えしたいと思います。まず脱退一時金というのは何なのか、何のことかということですが、日本で、暮らして年金を払っていた、外国人の方が日本の年金をもうストップしてやめて自分の国へ帰る、その時にもらうことができるお金のことです。でもらえるお金は払った今まで払ってきた年金それ全部をもらうことはできません。いくらもらえるかはどのぐらい長く払っていたか、払っていた期間それと払っていた金額によって計算して決まりますけれども、最高でも一番多くても60ヶ月分なので5年間分だけしかもらえません。なのでもし7年とか8年年金を払っていたとしてももらえる額は最高で5年分だけということになります。ではここまでお願いします。
はい、 Good afternoon. Today's video is about lump sum withdrawal payments, which foreigners would always like to ask or would always like to know, because most of the Filipinos here are just working and not going to stay here for long. So the question is, what is the lump sum withdrawal payment? It is the sum of the payments, or this is the pension that Japanese is talking about, the Nenkin that you will receive, that Japanese receives usually is being deducted from your monthly salary or being paid monthly. And having been here and having worked in a company, you have to pay this as a part of your requirement in staying in Japan. Now, lump sum. How do you get the lump sum? So here, the lump sum, usually you can get if you are going to live. For example, if you're a foreigner, you already quit working in Japan or your contract already expired, then you will be able to get this lump sum. However, though, the whole amount of the payment that you have paid, for example, everything, you have stayed here for about 10 years, you cannot get them all. Maximum is about 60 months, which is about 5 years of your the payment that you have paid for your pension. And as a result, it will be computed according to the time that you have spent here in Japan, the time or the amount that you have paid, the months that you have paid, and it will be computed according to that kind of method. So that is what is lump sum is all about.
Magandang hapon po. Ang pag-uusapan po natin tungkol na sa lump sum withdrawal payment. Ito po yung hinakalta sa atin kada buwan-buwan sa kaysa natin kung saan po tayo nagtatrabaho. Ito po yung, ano po ba yung lump sum withdrawal payment? Ito po yung halagang perang matatanggap po natin kapag tayo tumiwalag dun sa Japanese pension system po nila. Ito po yung kung saan po tayo nagbabayad na kinukuha sa atin ng ating kaysa para ibigay po doon sa Japanese pension service. Paano po ba din natin makukuha yung ibang lump sum? Ito po yung hindi po natin makukuha lahat yung binayad po nating pension. Ito po ay makukuha lang natin, depende po doon sa kaukulang computation na ibibigay nila doon sa rules ng Japanese pension system.
はい、ありがとうございます。では次にですね、どういう人がこの脱退一時金を受け取ることができるかということなんですが、まず一つ目が日本の国籍ではない人、つまり外国人の人ですね。で、二つ目が日本で年金を6ヶ月以上払った期間がある人。三つ目は日本の年金にその入っていた期間、お金を払っていた期間が9年11ヶ月以内の人というのは、10年以上年金を払っているともう日本で年金を受け取る権利があります。だから年を取ってから年金を受け取れる、ことになるので、この一時金という形ではもらえなくなります。で、4つ目は転出届を出していること、つまり日本に住所の登録がもうなくなっているということで、5つ目は今まで日本で年金を受け取ったことがない、そういう人。この5つの条件に当てはまる人が、一時金をもらうことができます。
Okay. Who are eligible to get the lump sum? First, he should not be or she should not be a citizen of Japan. Number two, she should have paid at least 6 months of Nenkin or pension payments. Number three, she should have paid not over than 9 years and 11 months. Otherwise, it will be considered as 10 years and it will be paid for you monthly after 65 or 70 years old during your pension age. Number four, it should be after your transfer or your transfer of domicile, which means if you're not going to live here anymore, then you are eligible to get that payment, that lump sum. And then number five, if you have not been getting or receiving any pension in Japan for that matter.
Sino-sino po ba ang maaari makatanggap nito? Ito po yung mga dayuhan na nagtatrabaho dito sa Japan. Una, ito po yung mga hindi po Japanese nationality. Pangalawa, nagbabayad ng contribution na higit sa 6 na buwan. Pangatlo, ito po yung nagbabayad ng 9 na taon at 11 buwan na mas mataas pa o mas mahaba doon.
Mas mababa pa doon.
Yung 9 years at 11 years, 11 months, makukonsidera na po yun na 10 years. Matatanggap po din nila ito kapag 60 years na sila, 70 years old. Ang pang-apat, kung nabigyan nyo ng notification ang munisipyo nyo ng inyong paglipat. At ang panglima, ito yung hindi ka tumatanggap ng pension kahit kailan.
はい、ありがとうございます。で、次にいつもらえるのかということなんですが、もらえる期限があります。日本の住所がなくなってから、日本から転出して国に帰ってから2年以内に請求書を出してください。
Okay. When do we receive this, or when are we eligible to receive this? It should be from the time that we have transferred to ourto another place. It should be at least 2 years from our transfer.
Kailan ba natin ito matatanggap? Matatanggap po natin simula na mawala tayo ng address dito sa Japan. Dapat ito po ay mabigyan ng maipasa o mai-apply it po ito bago magdalawang taon.
Hi. 次にですね、この脱退一時金をもらおうと思った時にちょっと考えてほしいこと、気をつけることをお伝えします。 この脱退一時金をもらうと、日本のその年金、老齢年金、年を取ってからもらえる年金がもらうことができなくなります。うん、で、その老齢年金、年金をもらうことができる人というのは、日本の年金に10年以上入っていた人、または、それと社会保障協定というのがあって、でその国と国とのアグリーメント約束で、日本の年金の期間をその国の年金の期間にプラスして、そのプラスした期間払いました、年金払いましたということで、国に帰ってからその分ちゃんと年金がもらえる、そういうあの協定をしている国があります。例えばフィリピンはそうです。なのでもしかしたら、日本で例えば7年8年年金を払っていたら、一時金をもらうよりもその期間をフィリピンの年金の期間にプラスして、将来多く年金がもらえるかもしれないので、その辺をよく考えた方がいいと思います。
OK. So, there is one thing we would like to point out. This should be a reminder for everybody to understand very well how this lump sum would affect the payment system. First of all, if you already get the lump sum from your pension, you are no longer eligible to get your old age pension. And then, here in Japan, it should be 10 years when you'll be eligible for this kind of pension. In the Philippines, however, though, Rika-san reminded us that if you have already stayed here and have paid your pension for longer than 5 years, it would be wiser to think first before you get that lump sum, because the maximum amount that you could only get a while ago, as discussed, is around 5 years only. And then the other pension, the other years that you have paid will no longer be given. Now, in the Philippines and in Japan, we have this kind of agreement. We do not know in another country, but in the Philippines, there is an agreement that we could receive our pension in the Philippines if you don't get it here via lump sum. You can add it to your pension in the Philippines so that you won't waste that years that you have already paid if you have already paid longer than 5 years. So think it over, try to decide effectively which one is best for you.
Ito po yung mga dapat ingatan. Kapag natanggap na po natin ang lump sum withdrawal payment, hindi ka na po makakatanggap ng pension sa pagtanda mo. Yung mga taong pwedeng tumanggap ng pension sa pagtanda, ito po yung mga naging miyembro ng Japanese pension system ng higit sa 10 taon. Meron pong agreement ang Japan pension system at Philippine pension system. Pag-isipan nyong mabuti sa pagpapail ng lump sum withdrawal payment, kung saan po kayo magpapa-audit, sa Pilipinas po ba, o sa bansa nyo, o sa Japan. Pwede naman din pong mag-file sa Japan Pension Service. Meron naman po silang serbisyo para doon. Kaso, ang bibigyan lang, kung kayo po ay nakapagtrabaho ng 8 taon, 7 taon, 5 taon lamang po ang mabibigyan ng payment o lump sum withdrawal payment. Yung 3 taon po o yung 2 taon po, hindi na po siya mababayaran. Pero kung mapipili nyo po na magpa-compute or magpa-audit sa sarili nyong bansa, maaari pong maibigay lahat yung pension na inyo pong binayad. Kaya pag-isipan nyo pong mabuti kung saan po kayo mag-a-apply ng withdrawal lump sum withdrawal payment.
はい、ありがとうございます。では最後にですね、どこに請求したら、一時金を請求するところですね、どこに請求をするのかということですけれども、普段年金の手続きは住んでいるところの近くの年金事務所なんですが、この一時金の請求は日本年金機構の東京にある海外業務グループという東京にあるオフィスに請求します。なので日本にいる間に郵便を出してもいいんですが、まあ、国に帰ってから、こちらに郵便で提出、申請書を提出します。先にこちら紹介しようかな。日本年金機構の外国人向けのサイトがあります。なので、こちらを見ていただいて、この QR コードからアクセスできますけれども、ここに、英語、わかりやすい日本語、あといろいろな国の言葉で書いたパンフレットもダウンロードできるようになっています。脱退一時金のこともこちらで見ることができます。で、脱退一時金のその申請書、請求書もこちらからダウンロードできるようになっていて、英語、中国語、韓国語、ポルトガル語、全部で14言語かな、でダウンロードできます。タガログ語もありますので、請求を送るのはこの日本年金機構、詳しいことはこの外国人向けのサイトを見てください。
はい、 OK。 はい、saan daw po ba natin, or sorry, where do we apply for this lump sum withdrawal for our pension? It should be done here in Japan Pension Service under Foreign Business Group in Takaido Nishi, Suginami, Tokyo. Or better yet, do it while you're here in Japan before going to the Philippines or going to your country. You can already apply here. But of course, you can also do it if you don't have time anymore. You can also do it in your home country, and it will be processed. And then here in your screen, you can see that we have a site that about Japan Pension Service. It is a site for foreigners. You can download, you can check it out through that QR code given. And in here, you can get all the information in your language, in English, Chinese, Korean, Portuguese, Spanish, Indonesian, Filipino, Thai, Vietnamese, Myanmar, and all the rest. You can also download the application forms or anything that you need about pension. And also at the bottom, all right, so that's it. Thank you.
Saan po ba natin dapat i-apply ang withdrawal, lump sum withdrawal payment? Ito po pwede natin siya i-apply sa Japan Pension Service or sa Overseas Business Group. Ito po, meron po silang address dito sa Tokyo. At dito naman po sa nakikita nyo sa screen, meron po silang website para sa mga dayuhan. Nandito po yung Japan Pension Service site nila na pwede nyong bisitahin, at doon nyo po makikita yung pag-apply ng lump sum withdrawal payment. Meron pong lalabas dyan sa screen na merong QR code na pwede nyong gamitin. Doon po sa website nila na napapaloob, meron po doon na iba't ibang lingwahe na gamit na maaari nyo pong gamitin sa sarili nyong wika para po maunawaan ninyo.
最後にですね、この一時金のことや年金のことで詳しいことを知りたい、質問がある方は日本、年金機構の電話相談窓口があります。年金ダイヤル0570-05-1165です。こちら多言語で 対応をしています。対応言語は英語、中国語、韓国語、ポルトガル語、スペイン語、タガログ語、ベトナム語、インドネシア語、タイ語、ネパール語、ミャンマー語で、フリーダイヤルではないので電話料金はかかりますけれども、こちらで相談することができます。
お願いします。So in your screen, you can see a number of a telephone number that is for consultation for your Nenkin or for your pension. Here, it's a number you can use where you can ask through your own language like English, Chinese, Korean, Portugal, Portuguese, Spain, Tagalog, Vietnam, Indonesian language, Thai language, Nepal, and Myanmar language. However, this number is given as not a free dial, which means you have to pay for the time that you spend talking to the person on the other line. And it is open from Mondays from 8:30 to 7 p.m., Tuesdays and Fridays from 8:30 to 5:15 p.m. and from second Saturday from 9:30 to 4 p.m.
Okay. Yung nakikita nyo po sa screen, ito po yung number na pwede nyo pong tawagan para sa pagkonsulta. Excuse me. Sa pagkonsulta. Ah, meron po dito, may mga wika na tulad ng Portugal, Spain, Tagalog, Vietnam, Indonesia, Thai, Nepal, at Myanmar. Bukas po ang kanilang opisina mula Lunes hanggang Friday. Mm-hmm. Mula alas 8 ng umaga, 8:30 I mean, hanggang alas 5 ng hapon. At bukas din sila ng second Saturday mula 8:30 hanggang 7:15.
Hi, arigato gozaimasu. Hi, kyou wa 年金の脱退一時金の説明をしました。ややこしい、ちょっと難しいところもありますが、帰国してから2年間一応申請できる期間はありますので、先ほど言った点などもよく考えて手続きをしていただければと思います。はい、今日は以上です。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
マラミンサラマ
FM 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 YY.